Now remember, you're about to go somewhere you've never been before. Apostolically, the church is moving into a new dimension. So I need you paying attention. I need you to not get too excited, not to be enlightened. I want to deal with some of your problems. I want to deal with some of your offsets. And I want to deal with some awful things that have been hunting you for a long time. And show you how to take your spirit and change it. So it'll take us a little while. Just listen. And we'll get it done. Glory to God. How many of y'all ready to receive? Now, you know, I don't know if there's any air conditioning in the world that can handle this. Y'all making so much energy and stuff in here. I'm going to try to put some more in here. We got a lot of air conditioning here. I'm going to build this balcony, and then if I keep on going, I'm going to build a new church. I don't know what I got to do. Whatever I got to do, we do it. I'll do it for one meeting. But so you just bear with us. We got everything flowing. I don't know how many you got. How many people in the foyer? You got many people in the foyer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they got a lot of people in the foyer. Yeah, so we jammed the capacity here. And y'all settle down a little bit and quit jumping. You might get a little air. Now there are some of you who are not here until tonight. Woo! I'm gonna do my best for you. But there are so many things that has already been said. And what I'm saying tonight is, you remember Jesus said, I have some things to say to you, but you're not ready for them now? Remember he said that? Well, there's a group of people in here tonight ready for what I'm about to say. And if you pay close enough attention, I promise you, listen to me while they're walking, I promise you, what I'm going to say to you tonight, you never heard it. If you never heard it, you never did it. There are some things just keep holding us, going to a lot of chances. All right, little doctor. Holding us in, going to a lot of changes that we should master. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I'm about to say something now. Why are we doing this? You have a master spirit in you that can master anything. But you got to know what you're doing. Nobody got time to be waiting around here all my life to enjoy life. I said, nobody got no time to be waiting around all my life to enjoy life. It's all right. I don't mind. Turn it over. I don't mind jumping and dancing. That, I love it. I danced the other night. You remember I was dancing the other night? And I'm not no more than 35. I was dancing, boy. You say he lying. How you know what my spirit's saying? I'm well and blessed, me said. You didn't say it. Well and blessed. When somebody asks you, well, how you doing?
Well and blessed.
Well and blessed. Hallelujah. Just take your time. Take your time. But I want you to pay attention to this word. How long are you going to preach? I don't know. Long enough that I know you got it. You want this.
Yeah, we want it.
Yeah, you want this. Yeah, you want this. You want this because it's going to change your life. You want it. Say, I want it.
I want it.
That was my little niece, my little grandchild. They said something we had. She said, I want it. You have to want it. Remember what I talked about while they're walking, so to help those people who just come here tonight. Now, you should, as your spiritual father and the father of your son, of my son, y'all should come every night.
Right. Yeah, right.
Not just for tonight.
Right.
Yeah, not just for tonight. I'm glad to see you tonight, but you should come every night. I'll go over some things while they're walking. The born again experience. How many of y'all born again? Uh-huh. This being spirit filled and talking in tongues. How many of y'all?
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, all of y'all have been in praise services and worship services and worship God. And we have a tendency to talk about the mansions in heaven all the time. You know, about my in my Father's house, a many mansion. And we'll talk about going to heaven. You from heaven. See, we've been talking about that this week. See, you're from heaven, so you have the ability to bring heaven to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How? Somebody who know what they're doing down here. You know, it's hard to tell another person about their life and they keep looking at you. How big you say your God is? So you have to have a testimony to go along with what you're saying. The church cannot do it. What? It's a kingdom understanding. What I say? I wish somebody in here do have a problem. And I wish it had been going on for a long time so God can show his power in one night.
Yes. Yes.
One night, that's all it takes. All it takes. Strike two. You had the plate, you got the bat, it's strike two. That don't mean you're out yet. I got one more swing. You're going to hit the ball tonight. I'm fully persuaded that if you participate properly these few moments, kingdom dynamics going to reconstruct your life, your ministry, your home, your finances, everything, your body, your children, your grandchildren. All right. Hey, son.
Hey,
all right, I receive. Now, Father, thank you tonight what you're doing among us. Around the world, probably thousands of people listening tonight, and we have a full house here. We thank you for all the men and women and youth, the young people who are here, that they may be ministered to and understand what the Word of God is saying to us, all right? Now, you may be seated in Jesus' name. You may be seated and start writing because the 6th chapter of Matthew is turned there. Our theme verse has been, seek ye first, the 33rd verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added. Now, things that should be added is not, it's a consecration, or more than one thing he's talking about there. You got the verse? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added. Now, what I'm saying is because of a lack of kingdom concept and precept and understanding, to a large degree, we were held back so long by religion that when we come to some revelation, we jumped on the wrong end of the verse. And that's, Satan loved that. He loved for us to be on the wrong end of the verse. Because if you're on the wrong end of the verse, that means that you cannot function properly because the front end make the back end run. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself because it's so precious what the Lord shared with me in prayer. Then Matthew's, I want you to record in Matthew's, and you read it sometime. I'm just going to use the 33rd verse, but I want you to read from the 19th verse to the 33rd verse. There's a whole group of things there, and I want you to write this down. I want you to know exactly what I'm going to be dealing with here. I want to teach you tonight how making kingdom realities come alive in your life. And then I wrote, on daily basis. Making kingdom realities come alive in your life on daily basis. Didn't the Holy Ghost say this to me? Tell them personally, only you can do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It cannot be done for you.
Yeah.
It has to become the kingdom possibilities. Has to become real and alive to you, where there is no demonical stop sign or opposition that can stop you from having what you see in the Word. Have you ever seen anything in the Word? Well, all of it about to come to you now. Ooh. All right, let me do this. I'm going to backtrack here a little bit because I want you to see something here. Wow. Wait a minute. I want you to see something that's particularly you got to see. And because when I go to other places, you'll be the good man. Now, I want you to, in Matthew 6, and the 19 to the 33rd verse, I want to tell you some things that Jesus is talking to us about before he got to that 33rd verse. And one thing he was talking to us about, and we have a problem with this one, but treasures.
Yeah.
Write that word down, treasure. Another aspect, light. Light, L-I-G-H-T-S, lights.
Yes, sir.
You know, involved with that, thinking spiritually, is enlightenment. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Another word is illumination. And this is a spiritual enlightenment. And so Jesus was talking about the light of the eye. He's talking about light in that chapter. You read it.
Yes,
I don't have time to stop every place. And then he talks about you have to understand who your master is. You can't have two masters. And so he dealt with that. No man can serve two masters. Remember he said in the 24th verse. All right, now. All right, so we got treasure. We're going up to all how to open all these up from a kingdom connotation. Treasure, light, master. He talked about money. If you read a translation, in some of the translations of the Bible, they'll tell you when they say mammon, they're talking about money. This one, necessities of life. Some things are necessary, aren't they? And he talks about animals that you have dominion over. And he talks about the animal dominating. And the animal are dominating because they trust the Creator.
Yes, sir.
They're never concerned about what they're going to eat per se.
Yes.
They always know he's going to provide.
Right, right, right.
But we dominating them.
Yeah, right, right.
So I don't want no animal to be smarter than me. And to trust God more than I trust him.
Yeah, right, right, right.
I'm in the image of God. I'm created in his likeness. I can communicate with God. I'm connected. A sheep not connected. A billy goat not connected to God. I'm connected. I can hear vibration from heaven. I can have a conversation with God. So if he's going to take care of, if he wanted me that the lily don't worry itself, the bird don't worry itself, and they're well taken care of, why should I be struggling and fighting trying to make it happen? Something already has happened. Reach up. I take it in mine now. All right, now watch. Watch this. He deals with the thought life. You have to learn your thought life has a lot to do with it. You need to have a positive mental attitude.
Yes, sir.
Than a negative mental attitude.
Right.
You need to be optimistic instead of being pessimistic.
Right.
Christians are so pessimistic that other folks out there talking, yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work for it. I'm going to find out. I'm going to read something about it.
Yeah.
And we say, well, the Lord didn't do it.
Yeah.
So your thought life.
Yeah.
You have to build. Are you listening? And I don't want y'all rushing me either. Because jumping ain't going to pay your bill. So I want you to write in your note, I have to develop a kingdom mindset.
Right.
A kingdom of God mindset.
Yes,
you're going to need this in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
It'll get thick. I'm just giving you some things to push you out there. I'm trying to push you out there further. All right. Not only did he talk about going to, he on his way to Matthew 6:33 to tell you how to sell all of this. Now he talks about in Moncon City, in the 29th verse, he talks about Matthew 6:29, Solomon glory. Where did Solomon get his glory from? You know, Solomon was the richest man. And so he bring in the lily companion to Solomon. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was arrayed like one of these. He's talking about the lily.
Yeah.
But he bring in Solomon glory. Now I want you to walk with me now. Then he talks about you have your faith so small. You got a little faith. So you're going to have to come to a point, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You're going to have to enlarge your faith. So there's a faith enlarging when you come down to the kingdom of God and understanding some of the things that the Lord's about to reveal to you. My goodness. And so as we went to the treasure, the light, the master, the money, the necessity of life, animals you have dominion over, thought life, Solomon glory, enlarging your faith. Then he come down to our text. The conclusion of the whole matter is Matthew 6:33. You didn't get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You didn't get it.
Yeah.
He talked about all that to get you here. He said, this will make all that happen.
Right.
The treasure in me, the light in me, the thought in me, Solomon glory is in me. All of that's in me. And the route you're going to have to take is you're going to have to personally seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, everything you read about my word, I add it to you. All through the Psalms and, the Psalms and the Proverbs, the whole Bible is right there in that verse. Matthew 6:33. So you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You sit with Matthew 6:33 for 3 months. Matthew 6:33, I'm talking to you. Talk back to me. How I do this? Pray in tongue 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So Matthew 6:33, are you going to talk? Speak up. Tell me how to do this. You see it? See what happened? Y'all have spanned too far out. You're trying to deal with too many voices at one time. You have to stay with a voice till you master it and it master you. I'm going to stay with it all this week. Now, in this chapter, Jesus talks about giving to the needed. If you stuck in need, he's teaching about prayer. He's teaching about fasting. He's teaching about money and possession. And he's here we go. He's teaching about worrying. Stop worrying. And start working the kingdom that I've given you. My God. Stop worrying. All right, here we go. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Turn to Hebrews. I want to read a scripture. It might not make much sense to you, but when I tell you what it is, you're going to get the connection. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 22. I'm going to connect Matthew 6:33 to these verses for a reason. I'm going to tell you why. Once you hear this, you're gone. Stick a finger up. If you don't want to put your hand up, just stick a finger up. Because I'm about to tell you something. In Hebrews 12, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better thing than that of Abel. That's about eight things he said there. Eight divine position. Now, hold on now, because hold your head if you got a head. Well, we got to go. You must know how to take the word of God and make a kingdom verdict.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not just evidence.
Yeah. Come on.
Make a kingdom verdict, because the kingdom of God is connected to the courts of heaven.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on.
What I read you in Hebrews is the courts of heaven. And when one out of the kingdom know how to go to court, every opposition, everything that come against them, they have the divine right, divine understanding, divine knowledge, and divine wisdom, and divine evidence from God's word to make a verdict. Now, a verdict don't argue. When a verdict is made in a courtroom, the other lawyer can't come up with no other evidence. The judge has spoken. So, in doing that, I'm going to tell you some things, and there's some kingdom seals I'm going to put on you tonight. That you don't have to be in warfare every day. Matter of fact, I want to make this announcement, the war over. We won 2,000 years ago. Jesus whooped every demon. And said, come here, death, I'm going to whoop you too. The last enemy he destroyed was death. So you see, when you praying all day long and crying and speaking scripture, you should have got a verdict. Get up and dust yourself off. The problem's still there. It's nasty, but I'm about to do. The problem's still there. Spit on it. You don't know who you're messing with. You never heard Johnny Crockett when he was little. He was a bad boy. If it don't fit. Yeah, but we got a better boy than Johnny Crockett. He never wondered about a case. When he came up, it wasn't a case. He's a lawyer that didn't go to the different acrobat lawyers go through. He come in the courtroom, case won. When the judge see him, judge tell the lawyer, you just lost. You got to see that as a reality in your life. When the kingdom of God is connected with the courts of heaven, we don't have to fight. The war's already over. It's just somebody trying to deceive us, but we already have won. Whatever the word says, mine, I have it now. You see it? See, whatever holding you right now, whatever robbing you of your jar right now, the reason it's doing it is because you out there battling and fighting for it, and it's already yours. Get enough information to make a verdict. When you do, a numerous company of angels from the court of heaven going to orchestrate this thing for you. You can't see that? When you do it, the blood start moving. Jesus, your mediator, take up your case and say, I represent her, Your Honor. How many want me to represent you? I represent him, Your Honor. He. Your kingdom is in him, and I'm his lawyer. Are you with me now? So you got to read those two scriptures, and you got these eight divine aspects of the courts of heaven and people in the court of heaven. Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant, the blood, the sprinkling of blood to speak better than Abel. And you got all these things right there, you see. You got Zion, you got New Jerusalem. All right, I'm trying to get you to tell out my Shania. See what we're talking, what we're doing? Making kingdom realities come alive in your life on a daily basis. When you read your Bible, look for a verdict. Don't look for a voice. Don't just look for a voice. There's a voice with your verdict in it. And when you do get to that voice, the Holy Spirit, if you let him after the night, if you let him, he'll tell you this is your voice and your verdict. Don't look up another scripture. Stay right here with this one. Do you know it has enough power in one voice to run your life the rest of your life?
Come on, Apostle.
If you make it yours. I recognize there are moments I come to hot voices. Well, I say, this thing's selling. I'm going to stay right here. I found my lawyer. He wasn't in the other voice for me. He might be in one voice for you, but he's not my lawyer in your voice. He's my lawyer in my voice. I found my lawyer. I found my verdict. It is over. And all I do is stick with my voice and my verdict and my lawyer, and I got it with. No, we haven't got anywhere yet. I'm just setting you up. I'm just setting you up. I haven't probably finished some tomorrow night, but I'm just going to set you up tonight so you can see this. You need to see this. Now, listen. All right. Everything is already signed and sealed. It's up to you what you want delivered. You heard that? Everything is already signed and sealed. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm yours. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm yours. Signed, sealed, and delivered. It's yours. Whatever the word says, it's yours. Signed, sealed, and delivered. It's mine. Do you know how your Bible reading is going to be different after tonight? Huh? See, when you're reading the Bible, you're not reading something trying to happen. You're reading something waiting on you to make it happen. Are you getting help? Because I wish some demon did slip up in here trying to make your life miserable. We're going to kill that sucker tonight. He's going to die tonight. You're going to have enough understanding. Oh, yeah, he got to die. He got to die. Because once you know, understand how to make a verdict and walk and the kingdom and the courts of heaven is connected, listen. When the kingdom of God become real in your life and you live by kingdom principles, you enter into a divine rest. Receiving constantly God's best. For now you're able to pass every test. Now, just for a few minutes. Just say, just for a few minutes. The Lord have given me some king. You may be seated. Some kingdom seals, based on a little bit I told you earlier. I want you to connect those verses together. May the Holy Ghost open the portals, P-O-R-T-A-L, open it, of heaven wide over you. You are a portal opener. Bring it down, singer. Give them the singer one so they can get it. Give them the singer one. May the Holy Ghost, because I'm not going to be long, I'm almost through. May the Holy Ghost open the portal. That word portal is very important. You have the ability to get heaven opening. Secondly, second seal, the kingdom of God is open over you, and the kingdom of God is now open within you. So there's a connection there. The kingdom of God is open over you, and the kingdom of God is now open within you. So it becomes one kingdom. It's a connection. It's a kingdom connection. Yes, sir. You ready? Yes, number three. Now these are sealed. These are apostolic seals. I'm sealing your life on just a little bit I've taught you this week and Marvin and I have taught thus far. Get ready. Oh my. Get ready to flow in new dominion in all of your life affairs. When you know how to connect the kingdom of God to the court of heaven,
yeah.
Everything supernatural become a reality to you, yeah. On daily basis.
Yeah.
You are being endorsed into the Dominators Club. Nobody wants to mess with you after this night because you know how to get a verdict. Give me number four. I'm going to seal you with 10 or 12 seals and I'm going to close. Look at that. Another foundation has been placed under your feet. Know that the King, King Jesus, King Jesus, King Jesus. I can't hear you. King Jesus has placed you in charge of everything. They don't believe me. I'm trying to get somebody to believe me up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Rule,
yes,
in the midst of your enemy.
Yes.
Take charge,
yes, sir,
of your life.
Yes.
Take charge,
yes, sir,
of the people connected with you.
Yes.
Make them all a winner.
Yes. Yes,
no other foundation can no man lay. But what is laid in Christ Jesus. There's an apostolic foundation in the Bible. Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Apostolic anointing and teaching is very important in the church.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Just say, I'm in charge of everything.
I'm in charge of everything.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm in charge of everything.
I'm in charge of everything.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I said, I'm in charge.
I said, I'm charge.
In Jesus' name. Don't you ever, after this night, don't you ever let a problem talk back to you. You're not in charge, problem. I'm in charge. I bind you. I break your power. I take authority over you. I pledge the blood over you. In the name of Jesus. The name never failed. The word never failed. The blood never failed. Grace never failed. Mercy never failed. Why am I failing then? Nothing wrong with mercy. Nothing wrong with grace. Nothing wrong with the name. Nothing wrong with the cross. Nothing wrong with the blood. Why am I failing? Something wrong with me. I'm not paying attention. Just because your body is sick and you got something going wrong in your body, it doesn't mean you're not in charge. You're in charge. Stick with it. Do what you have to do. But God got God in charge. He's handling it all the time. Now, wait a minute now. Y'all didn't take that good enough. I'm trying to close. Another foundation has been placed under my feet. And you stand out there as if I said, twinkle, twinkle, little star, who you are. This is apostolic. You're going to step now in safe places. If you pay attention, the pothole and the mud hole you've been walking into, you won't walk in them anymore. Because you're operating in the kingdom of God that is connected to the court of heaven. Every case you have, you have the verdict before the case show up. Give the Lord praise. Number five. Let me seal these people. Begin to move through life, and the grace, glory, and goodness of your kingdom citizenship. Look at those three words. Grace, say it.
Grace,
glory.
Glory.
How can a man lose with grace, glory, and goodness? You see, but sometimes we let the pressure get on us so much, we forget about grace. We forget about the glory. And we forget about God's goodness. I want to ask you a question. What one of your problems you think can stand up to grace? Well, I go further. What one of your problems you think can stand up to glory? Or, let's go a little further. What one of your problems you believe can stand up to the goodness of God? If you get the grace, the glory, and the goodness moving, something got to happen. From this night forward, that's what you're going to do. Said the apostle told me that grace, nothing can whoop grace. See, you knew that, but I had to remind you of it. You've been copping out. You've been tripping. All of you all have had a taste of grace. If you're saved, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. What is following me for? What? Why God got goodness and mercy following me? What's up? What goodness is it? So it could be good. Goodness and mercy follow every one of y'all when you leave here tonight. Goodness and mercy. Your car pull out of the alley. Goodness and mercy. Goodness. You have to acknowledge it's there and you have to receive it. Now I'm going to tell you something. Shot and cut all the monster. Your problem, see it. But it's not going to tell you. Your problem, see grace, for everything is displacing. Your problem, see mercy. Your problem, see goodness. Your problem, see the glory of God. But it's not going to tell you. And Lord have mercy if you, and I know none of y'all are up, thank God, you're in a church that your pastor's not going to tell you. Because he don't see it. He's so busy trying to summon that. Y'all ready for it? Y'all want the rest of them? I mean, number six. Now, these didn't come out of book. They came out of the courts of heaven and out of the kingdom. You will never be the same if you don't advance from here. It will be a shame, and you'll be the only one to blame. God's word is spoken. It's clear. I'm not humming. I'm not hollering. You clearly understand what I am saying. Partake of it. Partake of it. Your life, Kasanda Lamosha, suppose and must advance. The kingdom of heaven suffered valor, and the valor take it by force. The kingdom is advancing, and I'm advancing it with it. Number seven, you ready for this one? Watch. Look at it. Oh, Somebody help me up in here. You see what he said? Make the kingdom of God your target. Target the kingdom at all times, and everything else will find you. You don't have to go looking for it. Money coming. Help coming. Wealth coming. Blessing coming. Victory coming. Deliverance coming. Strength coming. Your target, you know what Jesus didn't say. Seek me. He says, you got me. I'll put my stuff in the kingdom. The reason the dilemma is in your life, you target something else. You target the problem. You talk about the problem. From this night forward, target the kingdom at all times. And everything else will find you. God, how you doing? I'm talking in the kingdom. That's what I'm doing. I got to add a word to this next one. I think it's you. But come on, I left it out. Give me the number 8. Make no mistake about it. You just stepped into another dimension of living. And you just stepped. Make no mistake about it. You just stepped into another dimension of living. Make no mistake about it. Your life changed tonight. Make no mistake about it. What God said, he gonna make it good in your life. What God promised, all the promises of God are yea and amen in your life from now on. Huh. I don't know, we might tear this place up the next one. Number 9. That's the Holy Ghost. Man, y'all cut up. I need y'all to cut up right now. You believe that? You believe that the word from God? Let me seal you with this. Let me seal your life with this. All bad situations are about to be shaken from your tree. Woo! 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 That means all sickness, all disease, all deformed condition, every lack, every limitation, everything about to leave my life. I'm about to walk in my blessing. Damn night. Wow. It's over. It's over. Everything. Everything that's been tantalizing you and pesting you. Tonight, you come here to Darrow for a camp meeting. Tonight, apostolic and the Lord speak over your life. I'm shaking every bad thing off of your tree. You about to go free. No more wrestling. No more struggling. No more crying. I'm hearing this. If you got something going wrong in your house, I want you to stand and say, God, Doug, you're getting out of here. I'm going to have peace, joy, and rest. I gotta close. Say this for your faith. I got my verdict. Now listen. I want to use a scripture here. Is anything too hard for God? But say it again. I got my verdict. If thou can believe, all things are what? Possible to them. I got my verdict. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I got my verdict. He making me to lie down in green pasture. I got my verdict. He leading me beside the still water. I got my verdict. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I got my verdict. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. I got my verdict. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I got my verdict. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I got my verdict. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. I got my verdict. All things work together for good to them that love God. I got my verdict. If God is for me, who can be against me? I got my verdict. I got my verdict. I got my verdict. It's over. It's over. Everything that's been pestering me, I shake it off. Shake it off tonight. I got my verdict. I got my verdict. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. I got my verdict. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I got my verdict. I got my verdict. I got it. I got it. I got my verdict. I'm so glad about it. I already got it. On the third day, he got up and say, all power is in my hand. I got my verdict. Wherever two or three are gathering in my name, I am in their midst. I got my verdict. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, I'll see to it that you have it. I got my verdict. Greater is he that live in me than he that's in the world. I got my verdict. I got my verdict. Tonight I go free from everything that's been holding me back. I'm operating in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within me. I got power that you can't see. I got power. You didn't give it to me. I got power. Power. Dance around a little bit. Dance around a little bit. Got that. I got this. I got this. I got my effort. Hold on. I want you, before you dance, I want you to tell four people I got my answer.
And then dance like you got it. Then dance like you have it. Dance like you have it. Go ahead, hit it now. Hit it.
Are you a winner? How often do you win? Tell me again, how often do you win? How often? You got to believe that now. How often? What you do? How often? What you do? I believe you're winners. I believe that. I believe that. One more time. How often? What you do? Don't let nobody else tell you any different. As you're going back to your seats, how often? What you do? How often?
No matter
what you do.
No matter how it look. No matter how it look. No matter how you feel. You win every time. No matter how many against you, no matter who they are, the verdict is already in. I've already won. Somebody trying to lie to me. How many times? We'll finish that tomorrow night.
Apostle gonna bless us for this. God is just good, man. God is just good. Give the Lord a hand for the greatest man on the face of the earth. The most anointed. Come on. Hallelujah. Of revelation, amen, come from mom. Praise God.
I don't know. I've been in ministry 42 years. I've been with some of the biggest ministries in the world. I don't know if this happening anywhere. I don't know where people joyfully do this and feel didn't have to put no pressure on you. You recognize now whether you give 50,000 or 3,000 or 300. You recognize now you ain't on $1 million scene. See, that opportunity is not available every day. It's called who you run with, how they think. You see, they had that in their heart and their mind. And you're a part of it. There's going to be so much debt cancellation. Ministry is going to build buildings, have money, buy land. All kind of things gonna happen, and we need the reports to come in.
Yes, sir.
You can't You can't sow $1 million seed in good soil and nothing don't happen. But you have to believe, and you have to write it in your diary that I have taken part in over $1 million. I wish we couldn't get them real numbers up on the screen. Just a seed, man. This don't happen every day. What is it, 108 million? What is it, 108? What is it, 108,000? What is it? 1,008,000. Well, they can't figure it out back there on the board. This don't happen every day. We need to take a little time. We need to breathe up in here. It don't happen every day, man. In Darryl. Do you know, now, do you know what my anointing is going to be the rest of this meeting?
Yes, sir.
So that is right there, $1,008,047. I sat there, my wife and I, we sat there, and I made up my mind, I'm going to let them do it. He did what I would do. I'd be in a meeting like that, I'd flag it off. I'd say, I'll take it. Yeah. I've been doing that for years. Yeah. Fred Price, Keith Buttle, and myself. We was in my dad's meeting. We'd make it happen. Yeah. These boys the same way. Yeah. But just think about it. You left home, and you here tonight, and you part of $1 million seed. Do you know? I want to make sure you understand this, because do you know you can go to the altar with this? Do you know you can claim that I took part in sowing over $1 million? How many people in the world can say that? What is your expectation now? It has to be off the hook. I mean, and then he didn't have to beg. He wasn't begging. He was just talking to you, encouraging you. And I felt the energy when you got closer. Well, that energy rolled up. I said, man, we're getting close to this thing. And for a while, you said, man, I don't know what's going to happen. Then when it's getting close, I felt it. I told my wife, I said, the energy going up. The people of God are about to experience something they have never experienced in their life. One more time. Do you understand what happened?
Yes.
Look at somebody, shake their head, and say, man, we sold over $1 million in the apostles. Then tell two other people, man, I got some harvest coming in. Wow. You know, I'm going to bless the seed. I'm up here to bless this seed. I was inspired by the Holy Ghost. He said, you bless it, and it's going to come in quicker. What you make happen for others, God will make it happen for you. And Carolyn and I receive it with dignity. Receive it with no shame. We receive it with joy. Yeah, we receive it. You gave it, didn't you? My goodness. Lift your hand. We're going to bless these hands. We got some money coming. Look, let's roll it. Money just keep on coming. Say, if it worked for Apostle, it'll work for me. Hallelujah. Then you got to get the money flowing, you see. Now lift your hand and see every financial obligation and every financial desire and every financial, watch this last statement now, every financial clearance See that anointing already. Financial clearance. Clear. Every financial clearance you need. Not only that, but even healing flow through your body tonight. I remember old Roberts, he would always look for a seed if he had something going on in his body. He asked Evelyn, Miss Evelyn, said, do we have any seed? I got a soul seed. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, this is new to me. And a people with such love, men and women surrounded with such love, and as a family, we come tonight, we got our hands stretched towards you. I've talked to you about many things, Lord. You've done many things, marvelous things in my life, in my prayer life. And I've blessed many people, and you've blessed a lot of people. But I ask tonight, in the name of Jesus, these people get in line and sowing what they had and beyond. All on the internet, everywhere they are, who participated in this seed, they have sown over $1 million. And you looking at them. And you have, oh my goodness. You have a seed system that you watch over. And you watch people who sow seed. Whatever their heart desire, what need, heart desire, dream, in the name of Jesus, ministries, and whatever they have to do, let it be done. There are dreams in this room. I speak over that seed right now. In the name of Jesus, the harvest will manifest in abundance. I bless every person who sowed in this gift. I receive it, Father, in your name. We give you the glory and the honor tonight. I bless every person. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Whatever their heart desire, what their dream. Ooh, that business. I bless all the business that is wall, Tasha. Shata Kosete. Shata Korabasa. Keep your hand up. Ooh. Ooh, it's happening now. Thank you, Lord. You feel that? You feel that? This don't happen every day. We got to enjoy this, man. Enjoy. Ooh, I ain't broke. I just sowed a seed. Oh my goodness. Give them new bags, Lord. Bags with no hole in it. Fill that bag up. Fill that bag up. Fill that bag up, Lord. Fill that bag up. Wait, I'm going to finish praying in a minute. Let me tell you something. In 1 Chronicles 29, David then was given. And David said to the Lord, how can we give so willingly? Mm-hmm. That's what happened here tonight. Mm-hmm. And he said to the Lord, everything we have come from you. Yeah. He gives seed to the sower. Yeah. And then after God do it. Then after the sower sow it, it's a setup.
Yeah, right. Yes,
sir. The same God come back and give the harvest.
Yeah, same God. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He give the seed, then he say he multiply the seed sown.
Yes.
See, he can't do nothing for you without a seed.
That's right. Yeah, right.
So that's why he give you a seed. Your seed give him rights. To come do something that this world don't lack.
Yes.
But see, once you make the contact, he give you the seed.
Yeah.
And once you by faith sow the seed, then he bring the harvest back.
Yeah.
It's a setup.
Yeah.
These men have set you up tonight.
Yeah.
It's a setup. I said to my wife, people looking at me, I said, I'm not stopping. Let them go to the million. I'm not going to stop them because you would not have ever seen this if somebody didn't have a boldness to bring it before you. Let me ask you this. I know what time it is. How many people will ever be able to say, I was there and I saw when it crossed the $1 million mark? Now, I'm hearing something in the spirit. Now, we're really going to tear this place up. When I say this next, you thought there was going to be some jumping up in here. Yeah. Watch. Tonight was created multitude of millionaires. You got to understand now. Now you sold over the million. Now you got to understand the soul you sold in. You sold in multi-million-dollar soul. My daddy was a farmer. My mama was a housewife. She didn't have no job. I'm trying to tell you, stop telling yourself what you can't do. Now, I want the one who received that statement out of my mouth who believe that they are one of those millionaires to cut up. Give me a little time. Listen. I don't say things, Maud, just to be saying it. I mean what I say. And there are many of you going to reach and become millionaires in your life. Shout about it. Small place to let every one of us and then for your business to become a multi-million-dollar business. You got the good. I got some of them on right now. That's the good. All you gotta do is stay. What you have done now, what I've been wanting you to do a long time, because now you're connected. What, man, you don't know what's gonna happen. It's not natural, it's supernatural. Every business in here, every ministry in here. That ministry, he talked real quiet about it, that ministry, and we don't want to hurt nobody. That ministry got so many people up in it, and they give that man that $10,000. They got a big old organization.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But they were not trained.
Yeah, right.
See, every time I minister to you, you looking at a multimillionaire.
Right, right, right.
For the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. God showing you. Abraham, that's what he did to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, Esther, Ruth. He made them all wealthy.
Yes,
so you can know you can go there. Solomon, you know you can go there.
Yes, sir.
What is Jeremiah 39 Jeremiah, what is it? Well, Jeremiah 33:9. Jeremiah 33:9. Open your Bible and look at that. God, I don't care if it's 12 o'clock. Paul preached all night long. Jeremiah 33:9. Then you know, you already know I got plenty of money. See, he ought to be more excited over $1 million. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. Are you excited? What about if you had it? Watch what I'm going to say now. I'm going to shout again. Be happy for me because yours is on the way. Now, you see what that scripture say? And it shall be to me, then I'm going to finish my prayer and we'll be able to go. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and honor before all the nation of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. I speak that verse over you and your house. I didn't know why he wanted me to read it. But after I got to read it, he said, now this is the voice I want you to speak over them.
Yeah.
And you just look for it. Just look for it. It'll happen supernaturally.
Absolutely.
So, Father, thank you. We receive this seed. We receive these people. We call them blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all got it back. I want you to get this. I'm training you. See, I expect million. Why a million come to me? I'm not expecting no thousand. I'm not expecting no 10,000. I expect million. I've been through the 10,000. I've been passed through that. Ooh, Lord. I passed through the $10,000 zone a long time ago. Giving. Giving 10,000. Step up your ante. Sow in your man of God and the woman of God. I'm telling you now, I'm telling you. This is a secret. It works.